Alright then, alright. This first installment of the actual podcast itself will be about the much spoken about CM Punk John Cena affiliate with Triple H angle. Sorry, Jesus. Not too surprising there, as it's been widely discussed, as it's probably one of the more interesting angles the WWE has done in quite a few years. Now, assuming I've remembered to put the title as this, I think that John Cena CM Punk 2 with SummerSlam is very equivalent to The Rock versus Stone Cold at WrestleMania 17. The reason for saying this is that the first time that Rock was given the belt is kind of like the CM Punk, for the CM Punk getting the belt, because he's now becoming a star like The Rock was. The first time The Rock got the belt was kind of, they'd kind of been that mid-card, wafting up the top. Although Rock turned heel and Punk's turned face, that's where the difference lies. But, all the same, the belt being put on them has kind of elevated them slightly. It was different how it happened and all that, but all the same. Now, if we kind of say that Cena Punk 1 was, in a sense, very equivalent to Rock and Austin at WrestleMania, and we forward to WrestleMania 17, where Rock Austin 2 is happening. Now it's a case where they're both like Punk and Cena, where both of them are now, well, Punk and Cena are like Austin and Rock, where both of them are probably the two most over guys in the company. All the things have been said about John Cena, I know he's a controversial, but he gets a very big reaction from the audience, and therefore is over. People care and invest in him, be it love or hate. Punk more love, obviously, with what he's been doing as of late. With that said, therefore, I would imagine a heel turn wouldn't be too far off the cards, just because of the way you've got these two faces competing at the moment. It's kind of like Cena's previous rivalries, but here I think Punk's got more potential, might be the wrong word, as he's kind of already unleashed it, but there's definitely more there to be exploited. Although people have complained and saying Punk was brought back too early, but at least it makes more sense here from what he said on Raw, rather than it being like when Cena got fired and it was kind of more annoying that he came back so soon because he was legitimately fired. Here, Punk chose to resign. Punk was leaving, then chose to resign under his own accord and then said, he needed to be the voice of the voiceless. It made more sense. But now, it's very equivalent to this Rock Austin thing we had going, where you've got these two big guys kind of going at each other. And it might be a case of, something's got to give, and there's been, there's swirling rumours and all sorts where Triple H might screw Cena over, Punk rather. A theory I had, and a theory I would like, the way I would book it, would be that at SummerSlam, Triple H screws Cena out of the belt by pedigreeing towards the end of the match or something, and then cutting a promo saying, "I didn't think you could do the job anyway." Something to the effect of, "I'm better than you," and possibly turning heel in the process, depending on the audience reaction, going with that. And then, leading up to a Punk Triple H small rivalry, you can do whatever you like there. And maybe, I don't know, Punk is on such a brilliant wave of brilliance, rather, at the moment, that you could take the belt off him and have him chase again and things, and have Triple H, as Punk said, the guy who's put people down over these years, and Punk's fighting against him in a very kind of Austin McMahon sense. But, it just depends. People have said they've dropped the ball in this angle. I don't think they have, because maybe it wouldn't have worked without Punk as much, i.e. they might not have been keep the interest going, much like with The Rock and Cena at the moment going for WrestleMania 28. It's kind of still there, as there's the odd bit that comes up on Twitter and so forth. But, if Punk had left, would people have cared as much? Would whoever filled Punk's position in actually kept the interest up? Who knows? Who's to say? Anyway, just a few quick thoughts and ideas from myself, and I'll catch you for the next installment. See you then, really. Au revoir for now.